When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Our question, work, hobby, or personal, who inspired you to do what you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Deegan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Really quick, just want to say a couple things. It was awesome meeting you guys in Bremerton. Great event.
Thanks for having us.
Great atmosphere. Yeah,
of course. It was a good time.
That's a fun event.
Really good time.
It was. And my condolences go out to the Osborne family. Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Sad day. But anyways, just wanted to say biggest inspiration in my life personally is my dad.
For real?
Absolutely.
I don't say that as a joke. I'm saying as a father, I'm not.
I was like, it came wow. off a little aggressive.
I realize how it came out of my mouth.
For real. Your dad.
I'm not your kidding. Dad.
You got to be kidding.
I never met the man. I'm not saying it came out all wrong.
No.
I'm just saying, as a dad, that is cool to hear that that is possible.
Not for you.
I know that came out so bad.
No way.
For real. Your dad.
You're good.
Harsh.
But knowing all the stuff that he had to go through, to support me and the family and everything, it made me want to become the best person I could be and support and care for my family, my fiance. And
so do you take a lot of what you learned from him, just the way he chose to go about it? Do you find that you try to apply that at least in your relationship?
I do. Absolutely. And I am following in his footsteps as well, being an electrician.
So. Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are your best memories growing up as far as your time with him? Is it like fishing, camping, hunting?
Yeah, your dad.
Did you guys have anything that you bonded on that you still carry on to this day?
Fishing, camping was a big one. I remember every other Friday when he would pick me up to go to his house for the weekend, we'd always listen to you guys. So you guys have also been a huge part of me growing up.
That's kind of terrifying, so, but very appreciated.
Yeah, we had a couple of those at Bremerton. I was like, oh no, little kid, don't do that.
My favorite of Bremerton, so there's a kid there, he's 19, so he's a grown ass man, all right? And so he's there with his mom, and his mom says, he's so excited to be here. He's been listening to you for 10 years, since he was 9 years old, but this is the first event he could come to. So I'm like, hey man, I'm glad you made it out. Nice to meet you. He goes, oh yeah, man, I've listened to guys every day for 10 years. And it was just kind of mind blowing because the first time my mom put the show on in the car, he goes, you specifically were talking about putting your penis in a popcorn bucket at the movie theater. And he goes, right, honestly, this is the conversation we're having, right? So you feel kind of weird, like that's what introduced you to the show. But he's like, but the point is, you remember that kind of thing. And as a kid at that age, like this was an entirely new experience. So I wanted to hear more. I'm like, cool. And then he said that he did say to his mom, should I be listening to this? And I said, look, you're 19 now. I'm like, don't ever ask that question. I said, when boobs pop up in a rated R movie, my son's sitting there, he doesn't say anything. You know why? Because he wants to look at the boobs. And there's a chance that I might say, yeah, you shouldn't look at this, right? So I was like, just keep your mouth shut and enjoy the show. But I'm glad we could be a part of that, man.
Yeah. My buddy took his son to Bumbershoot or one of those shows.
Yeah.
So he wanted to see an EDM band or a duo. So they went to see him. And he goes, he's still too young. He just said, all those girls must be cold. And I said, no, he's not young enough. But he can't be like, hey, dad, look at these chicks.
Yeah.
So that's him slightly acknowledging,
they exist.
They're barely wearing anything.
Yeah. That's what my son said outside of the Lowe's on Aurora. Right. And I mean, they're out there doing their thing. And it was kind of cold that morning.
What do they come? They're contractors, I guess.
Yeah, they are.
They'll come in like drywall and all that.
They are contractors.
Uh-huh.
Definitely day workers.
Yeah, they're day workers or contractors. And you pick them up in roughly the same location.
You take them back to your place and then they do handiwork.
They do handiwork and then you drop them back off.
Gotcha.
Right.
For an exchange. Then you get a taco truck
of cash.
And go home. Yeah.
So my son said the same thing. We pull in. He's like, dad, those women have to be cold. I said, you know what? they'll work them, buddy. Don't you even worry about it. They'll warm up soon enough. But me and my wife just looked at each other. I'm like, but you're right. What he wanted to say is she had huge, delicious boobs, and I could see most of them.
Also, as far as all the kids we got a chance to meet and all the balloons that Mike blew up at the event, do you still have those balloons, Mike?
I think they're somewhere.
You think they're somewhere?
Yeah.
Because with the Men's Room 20th anniversary party that was just announced the other day at Black Raven Brewery, Saturday, September the 6th, that is, in fact, an all-ages show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were not able to make it to Bremerton, obviously traffic was a mess and everything else this weekend. If you're in Seattle and you do have somebody who's, you know, a kid that listens to the show and has always wanted to come to one of our events.
Bring them, man.
Yeah, bring them.
They were awesome. The kids, they definitely introduced a fun element.
You have to be 21, obviously, to consume alcohol.
Well, sure.
We will have beer there. We're also having bands all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have great food. And there's going to be stuff to do. So, you know, if you got a teenage son or daughter and they listen to the show with you and you want to bring them, man, bring them.
Don't tell your mom, but sure, bring them.
No, I mean,
look, we know how it works, man.
It's a good time.
You know, it's funny. The guy says that about his dad, which is cool. So my daughter did her eighth grade graduation, June, whatever it was. And so they call each kid to the stage, and then basically the teacher's reciting whatever's in their yearbook. You know, this is what they accomplished. This is the year they started. And then whatever quote that they wanted to leave in the memories of all their fellow schoolmates. And most, it's funny. Either it's like some Shakespearean quote or it's some self-help quote. Or it's a line from a Taylor Swift song, you know, but it's all about positivity and all this kind of thing. And it was cool, man. They got to my daughter, almost put a tear in my eye. Her quote said, "Stay beautiful." That was it. And I'm like, that is awesome.
That says it all.
Well, the teacher came up later. She goes, "How did that make you feel?" I was like, "How do you think it made me feel?" I was like, "That was the best freaking feeling.
I welled up,
in the world.
Okay?
Yeah, man.
How did it make you feel?"
Yeah,
thanks,
like,
teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah. You need to check in on me.
You should have done the same. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Serious.
Can I get out of this tiny chair now?
I know. Jesus. I really thought you were just knocking that guy down.
I wasn't, man. But after I said it, I realized how it sounded.
Really?
Like,
your dad? Jesus.
For real?
Yeah. I got to work on the phrasing there, man.
Work, hobby, or personal. Who inspired you to do what you do? 206-803.
Phrasing's fine. You say it to me all the time. Tone.
Yeah, you're right, man. Tone. It was all about
right,
tone.
Right, because you're going to be like, oh, for real? That's awesome. Yeah. You just went, for real?
My bad.
It seemed like you were just shocked anybody would like their dad.
Right, I know.
Which is funny, because you like your dad.
I do.
It's like,
right,
awesome. It's like,
what's going on
damn.
Here? What's going on here?
He's got him in a weird spot.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So all three of them kind of combined together. When I was growing up, I listened to... what was the KSW version of what we have here in South Dakota? And that inspired me to go for the only job where I haven't been treated like crap as a disabled person actually working in radio like y'all do. And after that, as I got closer to the music for a hobby, I picked up the mic and I started singing the Chili Peppers and Seven Dust and Black Sabbath. And that all goes back to Ozzy, so that's just have to say that. And I then started to figure out, you know, how people struggle with mental health because of all that. And that led me to do what I do now, doing the motivational speaking.
Okay.
So that you guys know, paying homage to all of that is one of the reasons I drag myself across the country every now and then to shake hands with y'all.
Oh, well, we appreciate it, man. And waste your time on Jaguar tickets, but that's a different thing.
Who is your is there somebody out there that's going out and talking to people that it's just your personal favorite that you like listening to that kind of inspires you?
I mean, honestly, so, like, he didn't necessarily speak to people, but Bruce Lee was somebody that made me want to get into it just because of the way he looked at the world. I decided that's what I wanted to do, too.
What was his particular viewpoint? If you could sum it up, because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Basically sharing the beauty. I mean, I'm native, so basically sharing the beauty of his culture with the rest of the world. And also, you know, just teaching people how to be better to themselves and to each other. And that's kind of what I wanted to do.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm sure I could make fun of it, but I would sound even worse than I already did.
Yeah.
So I won't.
But, yeah. Crazy.
I did not know that about Bruce Lee. Like, to me, Bruce Lee, and I know he was an icon and all that, but to me, he was the guy I saw on Saturday afternoons during Kung Fu Theater, as it were. He was like the main guy. They always had Kung Fu Theater, right? But they would make it a big point. And Kung Fu Theater was real cheap, man. They didn't spend a whole lot of money on this production. But if that Saturday afternoon they were going to feature a Bruce Lee movie, they actually took the time to advertise it all week.
Yeah, so that he was going to be in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, I got to watch this.
I don't think I knew a ton about Bruce Lee, honestly, until I started listening to Wu-Tang Clan.
Right. Well, obviously, they're huge.
That's right. With all the kung fu stuff, it was like, oh, all right.
I think I learned more about it just living here.
Living here definitely helped.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Ozzy passed away 76 years old. He made 12 solo albums in his lifetime. Ozzy sold over 100 million albums worldwide as a solo artist. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's about 5 years ago. And the statement from the family, he died surrounded by love. It is with more sadness than mere words can convey that we have to report that our beloved Ozzy Osbourne has passed away this morning. He was with family and surrounded by love. We ask everyone to respect our family privacy at this time. That from Sharon, Jack, Kelly, Amy, and Louis.
To put it in perspective, you put out 12 solo albums. And you've sold over 100 million of your solo projects worldwide. That's over 8 million people buy an album every time you put one out. That's actually ridiculous.
Yeah. Work hobby or a personal, who inspired you to do what you do?